Well, I came up as a graduate student in 1963. And of course, at that time, the Geophysical Institute was in the Chapman Building. So I thought I'd just go over a few things that I ran into while we were still in the Chapman Building. In fact, we moved into this building just about the time I got my PhD. I started out working for Bucky. And in fact, I think that what I was doing there is a good illustration of how computers have changed scientific research. Because basically I was looking at the magnetospheric recordings of the horizontal, the vertical, and the, what was the other one? Declination. And these were basically wiggly lines on pieces of paper. There was no such thing as a digital recording. So in order to actually track the tips of the magnetic vectors, it was necessary first to put these wiggly lines into a device which would give you the three components at a particular time, and then by hand on a sheet of graph paper go about plotting these. Now today we'd put this in a computer, we would be recording digitally to start with, and it would just pop right out. But at that time, it was a matter of going through all of these wiggly lines and hand plotting and eventually coming out with the tips of the vectors. I switched to ice fog and worked with Taku Otake for a while for my actual student research. One of my jobs was to read Taku's papers over. And I found out very quickly never to ask Taku a question which could be and possibly answered by yes or no. Because if he didn't understand the question, he'd just say yes. And luckily, I knew enough by then of what he was doing to catch it when he said the opposite of what he meant in the paper. Now, his English was very good later on, but at that time, he had just come from Japan. And there were some occasional problems.